We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ma'achol Yakum, Halacha Beis. Inyan Isur Ma'achol Yakum, regarding the topic of that we're not allowed to eat foods cooked by a goy, Hainu Isur Bishul Yakum, Shafilu Michael Heter, Shenizbasha Ide Yakum, Osur Bachila. Here we're talking specifically about things kosher food that's 100% glatt kosher. And still, because it was prepared by a goy, because it was cooked or baked or roasted or anything by the goy, it becomes osur b'achila, certain specific foods. Al pi ma shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'maimer tiku b'chodesh shofar hamaschil mitoychocha. This halacha will be based on the shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave on tiku b'chodesh shofar, which is the Rosh Hashanah shiurim, and this one in particular begins with the topic of toychocha. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that Torah in Likutei Moran well, Torah Ches, Tikut Echocha, and roll. Rav Nosson Zal gives us an introduction, as he usually does. Vehine Isa Shom, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ki Yesh Mezoina de Gufa, Vyesh Mezoina de Nishmosa, Shehu Horeach. There's food for the body, vegetables, meat, potato chips, soda, organic eggs, all kinds of mezoina de gufa, and there's mezoina de nishmosa. There's food for the neshama, there's what nourishes the neshama, which is reyach, smell. The Gemara talks about this in Brachas. The Gemara says there's a pasuk, koil haneshama tehalil ko, the neshama praises Hashem. So the Gemara says, what food is there that nourishes the neshama and not the body? The Gemara says, that's reyach, smell. Besomim, all of those kind of things. Vayidei mezoina de gufa, magdilin chas v'shalom ekev de sitra achra. And when the more food a person eats for the guf, the more they strengthen the ekev of the sitra achra, the heel. Ekev means the heel of the foot of the sitra achra. She'al yodoi nechlash mezoina de nishmasa, which is what weakens the food for the neshama. Shehu hayira v'horeach. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds yira. The two items that are food for the neshama are reyach and yira. Yira means fear, and yira also means respect. There's a pasuk that says, that's written about Moshiach, where it says, v'horechoi beyiras Hashem. His smell is of fear of Hashem. So we see Yira and Reach go together. Vatikun lazeh, the tikun for this. So we see that these two are opposites. Mezoina de gufa, mezoina de nishmasa, Rabbeinu Zal says over there. The more you feed the mezoina de gufa, the more you weaken the neshama. The more you strengthen the neshama, you're weakening the body. The Gemara says that the learning Torah weakens a person. Mateshes gufay shel adam. It weakens the person. V'atikin lezeh, the tikin for this is bechinas hakoil koil Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov Avinu, shehu mashke es hagan, which is what nourishes the Gan Eden. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nohor yoytze me'eden, Lahashkoi says Hagan, there's a nohor, a river, that goes forth from Eden, a place called Eden, and it nourishes the Gan. Shehu bechinas koil. Nohor means a river, but the word nohor in this case also is merames, it refers to koil, voice. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nosu nohorois koilam. The rivers lifted up their voices. So we see the pasuk makes a kesher between koil and nohor. Vaydeze hakoil gedelin kol hoyirois vohorechois. And through this koil of Yaakov Avinu, this is what nourishes all the rechois and yirois. Shehem mezoina de nishmosa, which are the food for the neshama. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, Es koilcho shomati bagon vo'ira. Adam Arishon, and after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he wanted to hide. And he heard the voice of Hashem. So Hashem said, why are you hiding? Hashem said, so he said, I heard your voice in the Gan, and I was filled with fear. So we see that this coil, there is a coil that's mashpia this yira. Ve'al yodoi nichna ekev de sitrachra. And this coil, which strengthens the yira and the reyach, it weakens the ekev of the sitrachra. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, ve'yodoi oichezes ba'akev esov. That Yaakov Avinu's hand was holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav to pull him down. When Esav tried to get out first to be the Bechor, Yaakov Avinu was holding on to the heel of his foot, trying to schlep him back. So we have this concept of the Ekev of the Sitrachra, and we have a concept where the Kedusha, the forces of Kedusha, try to do battle against this Ekev of the Sitrachra. Rabbeinu Zal talks about this more over there in Likut Imran and in other places. Val yedei ha-koil yecholin lo-hichiach bebechinas horim kashoifor koilech vahaged la'ami pishom. And when a person is zoicha to the right kind of koil, when a person is zoicha to the koil of Yaakov Avinu, the koil of Kedusha, then that person is qualified to be able to give toichocha, to reprimand people. As the pasuk says, lift up your voice like a shofar and tell my people their sins. This is Hashem speaking to the Navi. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, what is kashofar? What does that mean, like the shofar? Ki mi she'enoi roi lohichiach yuchal lo'orer horeach ra shel hamaisim roim al yidei toichachtoi. Because a person who is not qualified to give toichacha, when that person gives toichacha, when he reprimands somebody, not only doesn't he help him, not only doesn't he inspire him or motivate him to do tshuva or to get better or to do mitzvahs or anything, but the opposite. That person, all of their averos and all of their bad things that they did, which are compared to manure, like tsoya, of a filth, which when left alone, if you leave that kind of thing sitting alone quietly, it doesn't give off such a big, bad smell. You'll only smell it if you go right up to it. But otherwise, you don't smell it if it's left alone for a while. But if you stir it up, that terrible, foul odor comes. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, that's what happens when a person gives toichacha the wrong way. When a person who isn't qualified to give toichacha gives toichacha, they stir up the reach ra, the bad smell, the bad odor of all the averos, the maisim roim that person has done. Avol kishezoicha lozeh hakoil, but when a person is zoicha to the right kind of coil, the kind of coil that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, azai hu roi loichiach, that person is qualified to give toichacha. Ki azai hu moisif venoisein reach toiv al yidei koil toichach toiv. Because that person, not only doesn't he bring out the bad in the other person, but he brings out a perfume, a delicious smell, a reach toiv from that person who is being moichiach. That person who did something bad, where he deserves to be reprimanded, instead of bringing bad out, we're able to bring forth a good smell and a good feeling from that person. Ki al yidei zeh ha-koil gedelin kol reichos. Because that's the coil that nourishes the gan, the garden, that has in it all of those sweet reichos, all of those good reichos. Sheheim mezoina de nishmosa, which is the food for the soul. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran. You'll see Rabbeinu Zal elaborates, Rabbeinu Zal explains this very, very well. And he brings psukim and gemaras, everything is shown very clearly. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vehine haklal, shal yidei mezoina de gufa, nechlash mezoina de nishmosa. This is a rule that Rabbeinu Zal established over there, that mezoina de gufa weakens the mezoina de neshmasa. These two are on opposite ends of a seesaw. More here is less there. So Rav Nosson Zale asks, Vim kein lechoira tomua. If that's true, there seems to be a very big problem. Eich huter lanu lechoil. Why in the world did Hashem give us permission to eat? To eat physical food. If you're telling me that the physical food weakens the neshama, why would I want to eat? Ach be'emes. This, when you learn that Torah in Likutei Moharan, this is one of the questions you're left with, sort of. Hold on a second. Then why would I? It would seem the best thing would be not to eat at all, period. Ach be'emes, Yisroel kedoshim, kol achilosom, afilu meichel haguf shelehem, hu bebechinas mezoina d'nishmosa. The truth is that the Jews, those Jews who are religious, who follow the Torah and the mitzvahs, when they eat physical food, when they eat lakshin and matzah and chametz and all kinds, when they eat all of that, that's really soul food. That really nourishes their neshama. It feeds the neshama also. Ki heim makdish natzman b'achilosom lechol b'kedusha b'tara, because the Jew, those Jews who are religious, they purify themselves with their achila. They eat b'kedusha b'tara. They wash their hands before they eat. They make sure they're perfectly clean. They make sure what they're eating is perfectly clean, physically and spirit. Al pi kashrus, all the laws of kashrus. Umevorchin al kol dovor tchila v'soif. And we make a bracha before we eat, and we make a bracha after we eat. Shehu bechinas hakoil koil yakoif. What is that bracha? When we make a bracha, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, that's the koil of Kiddusha. That's words of Kiddusha. That's the koil of Yaakov Avinu, Shaydei Zeh Machmien Ekev De Sitrachra, which Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moharan, that's what weakens the Ekev De Sitrachra. Vazai kol achilosam ushtiyosam hu bebechinas mezoino de neshmosa. And when a Yid eats the way a Yid is supposed to eat, he doesn't eat too much. He eats the right amount and only kosher foods. And he makes a bracha and he eats slowly. He follows all the rules that the Torah Kedosh gives us for eating. His eating and drinking begashmius is mezoino de neshmosa. Rav Nosson Zal's qualified. Rav Nosson Zal understood Rabbeinu Zal's words better than anybody else. He's qualified to say, let me explain. When you look at that Torah in Likutei Moharan, at first glance, it would seem to you that this is physical food, this is soul's food, and the two don't mix. It's two different categories. Rabbeinu Zal says, sorry, you misunderstood. You didn't understand it completely. Ve'ikar tikin hu achilo shetia bebechinas mezoino de nishmosa. And one of the most important things that's related to eating, to make sure that your eating is mezoina de nishmosa, is Shabbos. Hainu, ki anachnu b'nei Yisrael tzrichin shetie kol achiloseinu afilu b'sheishese me'achoil lechvoid Shabbos. A Yid who wants to be a real Yid has to see to it that all of his eating 7 days a week is Lekoved Shabbos. Kemoy Shom Rabbi Seinu Zal al Shamay Azokin, like the Gemara says about Shamay, Shekol Yomov Hoyoichel Lekoved Shabbos, that his eating an entire week was Lekoved Shabbos. Why? Because when he would go shop for food, he'd be shopping for food for Yom Rishon. He would see something beautiful. Oh, that's Lekoved Shabbos. He put it aside, Lekoved Shabbos. He'd see something nicer. He'd come across something nicer. He would something better. He would take the previous thing that he put aside for Shabbos and say, now I'll eat this Sunday because I have something even better for Shabbos. So his entire week, the shopping for food the entire week and the eating entire week was an understanding for Shabbos. If his wife wanted to serve him something very special, he would say, not necessary, it's Wednesday. Save it for Shabbos. Why don't you make that on Shabbos? You know, focusing that. So a person who's living that way, even the meal that he's eating during the weekdays is has part of the Kiddush of Shabbos. He's showing respect for Shabbos in that he's eating this stuff now on Wednesday and making sure that the better stuff and the best stuff he's going to have on Shabbos. This is also regarding a Jew who doesn't make an issue of what he eats during the week. During the week, I don't care what it is. As long as it's something healthy, as long as it's kosher, I'll eat it because I'm eating just to physically keep alive, that kind of thing. Shabbos, oh, that's something different. Shabbos, I'm looking for things that are special, that I enjoy more, that are better, that you know. V'achila Shabbos hu kuloi kodesh ve'ein lahasit rach rachizaboy. The Kisvei Arizal tell us, Rabbi Elazar brings this in Likutei Moharan, that the eating that a person does on Shabbos is 100% holiness, and the sitrachra has no ability to draw from it whatsoever. During the 6 days of the week, it's the eating has good in it and it has bad in it. And the sitrachra is able to have a kesher, a hold, an achiza on the person's achila. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Kisvei Arizal, which tell us that achila Shabbos is kuloi kodesh. This also doesn't mean that a person should kill themselves with food on Shabbos. This doesn't mean that if a person can only handle 12 ounces of chalent, they should eat 36 ounces, so they know the second they finish the chalent, they're right in bed for the next 8 hours, and they don't get to learn any Torah, and they miss mincha. That's not what it's talking about. We're talking about within a certain framework of normal. V'chol ho'achilo shel Shabbos u'bechinas mezoina de nishmosa v'loi mezoina de gufa klal. Listen to these words. All of the eating that we do on Shabbos is mezoina de gufa only. It is not considered, it's mezoina de nishmosa only, not mezoina de gufa whatsoever. Ki achila Shabbos hi oinig Shabbos. Because eating on Shabbos is referred to as one of the pleasures of Shabbos. The word oinig means pleasure. The oinig Shabbos zebechinas nohor hayoitze meeden lahashkoi sesagan. And we know that the word oinig, the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about the word oinig, that the word oinig has the word, the ayin is eden, the nun is nohor, and the gimel is gan. The word oinig is maramis for this whole process that Rabbeinu Zal speaks over in the Likutei Moharan about the nohor that comes forth from eden that nourishes the gan. Sheze bechinas oinig Shabbos, shehu eden nohor gan. That's the first letters of that's the word oinig, the first letters of eden, nohor, and gan. Shehem bechinas sholoish seudoish shel Shabbos, kemuva b'Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this is what a Jew experiences in the three seudois of Shabbos. If a person is zoicha to eat Shabbos with simcha and the right way, then his three seudois are Eden, Nohor, and Gan. Nimtza, shekol achila Shabbos, shehu oinig Shabbos, hu bechinas Nohor hayoitze me'eden lahashkoi sesagan, shu bechinas koil hanal, shal yodoi gdelim kol areichos. So we see that the eating on Shabbos, which is called oinig Shabbos, is Eden Nohor Gan, which means it's that coil that nourishes the gan that we mentioned earlier, through which nourishes all the reichos, which gets all the sweet smells to grow. Remember when Yaakov Avinu came before Yitzhak Avinu and he was wearing the clothes of Esav, the big day chamudos that originated from Odom Rishon. They were made by the custom tailor of Gan Eden. So Yitzhak Avinu said, whoa, Re'ei reach b'ni k'reach hasode asher berachoy Hashem. I smell the smell of my son. You smell like that special field which Hashem blessed. That's talking about Gan Eden, the Zohar HaKadosh says. How did Yitzhak Avinu know how Gan Eden smelled? Because when Yitzhak was at the Akedah, and Hashem said, stop. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, stop, don't kill him. Avram Avinu said, you kidding? I'm going to miss out on this opportunity. And he slit. And Yitzhak Avinu's neshama left him, the Zohar HaKadosh says. At the Akedah, Yitzhak Avinu's neshama left and went up to Gan Eden and came back down. That's how Yitzchak Avinu knew what Gan Eden smelled like. That's why he said to Yaakov Avinu, Re'ei Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach HaSoda Asher Berach Hashem. The Arizal explains why that happened, why that had to happen. Yitzchak Avinu originally had a female neshama, and that's why he couldn't give birth. And at this, when his neshama went up, there was a switch that was done, and it was changed into a male neshama. And that's when, from that point on, he was able to have children. Not our topic for now, but I wanted to make sure you saw the connection between the Reach, that Gan Eden is the union of Reach. It's that Soda Re'ei Reach B'ni K'Reach HaSoda Asher Berach Hashem. Val Yodoi Nichna Mezoyne De Gufo U'Mezgaber Mezoyne Nishmosav. And through Achilas Shabbos, we are Machnia the Mezoyne De Guf. We're Machnia the energy of the physical body, and we strengthen the energy of the neshama. Shehu Horeach, which is smell. V'alkein kol achilas Shabbos hu bebechinas mezoina de neshmosa. Shehu Horeach hanim shechai de noreitz meiden. That's why the achilas Shabbos is mezoina de neshmosa, which is that Reach of Gan Eden. Shehu bechinas achilas v'oinig Shabbos kanal.